Hello and welcome to this week's Artscast. I'm Ash Bond.
And I'm Emma Pearson.
This week was quite an interesting week because we had so many What's On adverts.
Wasn't it the most we've ever had in our What's On section?
I think so. And it was my second time making the sheet. And there were so many What's On adverts. It was so tricky trying to put them all in. So if anyone's got any mistakes in the adverts this week, I'm really, really sorry.
But it's only my second time. Because they're wonderful.
Yes, but there aren't any mistakes in the entire sheet. So just to pick out a few cool events that have been going on this week, and we've got the Oxford takeover. Now we had one at G&D's a few weeks ago, but this one's a full day event. It's from 4 p.m. until really late if you go to the Oxford Tell Street kitchen, which is the after party. It goes until 3 a.m. but the whole event starts at 4 p.m. and it's on at four different venues. So we've got it at the Modern Art Oxford, the Cellar, the Purple Turtle, and the Tell Street Kitchen.
Wow.
So the 29 different bands, local acts, they all look pretty cool, like local indies and rock. You can get tickets from We Got Tickets, or you can just go along to the truck store.
Excellent.
On Cali
that's
Road.
All for charities.
That is
cool.
All for charity, and yeah. For Oxfam as well. So a gig that's not for charity, but I'm sure will be equally entertaining, is Newton Faulkner. He's playing on Monday at 7 p.m. at the New Theatre. Have you heard of Newton Faulkner?
No.
Emma's smiling, but she has heard of him because I talked to her before about it. Because I didn't think I'd heard of him, but then somebody reminded me that he did an acoustic cover of Massive Attack's Teardrop, which is definitely worth a Google. You may like it, you may not. But even if you don't like it...
You're possibly...
I'm more on the fence with that, but a lot of his other stuff is really good. He's Brit Award nominated. I've heard him described as acoustic blues with a pop edge,
so okay. Kind
of almost sort of Jack Johnson-y. He's got a dreadlocks down to his waist, like really, really
wow.
Striking personality.
That's quite cool.
Yeah. So, moving on from acoustic Massive Attack, what other things have we got in the world of music?
So, going for a more classical vibe, it's the Oxford Lieder Festival starting today, in fact, the 12th of October, and it goes on until the 27th, and it's quite an Oxford fixture. It happens mm-hmm. every year, and there are loads of concerts with sort of loads of songs, different composers on for the whole time, and you can find out about them on our website or on the Oxford Lieder website. There's lots of information on both of those sites. Just to give you a little taster, mm-hmm. there are three events coming up over the weekend. So tonight, so that's the 12th of October, Friday, at 8 p.m, we have Sandrine Piau, who's kicking off the festival, and she's the famous French soprano. I think I sort of heard of her. She's singing songs from lots of different composers, including Titania from Britain's Midsummer Night's Dream, that kind of thing. So that's in the Hollywell Music Room tonight at 8 p.m, and it's £22 or £19 concessions and £5 for students on the door.
Okay.
Then moving on to tomorrow, Saturday, we have a concert that sounded really fun to me, because mainly because it involves food. So there's a Spanish themed concert, 4:30 to 5:30 in Worcester College Chapel. After which, you can head to Al-Andalus for a Spanish meal to complement it.
Nice. So, bit of classical music, bit of tapas.
Absolutely, yeah.
Very cultured evening.
Absolutely. So it's £10 for the concert only, but £25 if you want to go to the concert, then head on to eat lots of food. The concert's only an hour long, so it's a nice sort of balancing of culture and stuffing your face. So that's good. Then on the 14th of October, so it's Sunday, mm-hmm. at 4 p.m. We have another event that looks really fun. So it's called When Yesterday We Met, and basically it's all these songs, so like Brahms, Rachmaninoff, Schubert, all those mm-hmm. Classical songs, and a lot of them are about kind of classical stories, like Atlas holding up the world, or like all these stories that we all know.
Emma and I are both classicists, so
yes,
she says that.
It, yeah. But they're all held together with this element of theatre. Mm-hmm. And I watched a little bit of this on YouTube, and it just looks so fun, because it's like, it's quite over the top theatre. Like, they're really shouty, and they're really going for it. It's just dramatic, and that's then they amazing. Launch into this Rachmaninoff or something. It's wonderful, and it's for children, and I can see why. Like, it would be an amazing way of introducing children to kind of these classical songs that perhaps are a little less accessible if they're just on their own, but they're sort of within this sort of interactive theatre element that I imagine that would be really good. So also all tickets free. So that sounds really good.
Get them now.
Absolutely. So that's the Hollywood Music Room, 4 p.m. on Sunday.
Brilliant. Well, if you like your theatre a bit more toned down, I was just looking up something which is a collaboration between the Oxford Central Library and the Oxford Playhouse called The Quiet Volume.
Oh, yes.
Have you heard about this? This is on till the 20th.
Yeah. Is that the one where you just go into the library and you have like headphones and there are two of you and you sit down and then somehow there's theatre?
It's very enigmatic. Yeah. I can't really find any more information about this. So if you do go, please write a review on our website. It's
I really want to do it. It sounds
amazing, doesn't it? Two people, £6 for both of you, 15 minutes. You just go in.
We should do it.
So next week, hopefully we'll have a review on our site where Emma and I will have sat down for 10 minutes with our headphones and had some kind of theatrical experience in the Oxford Central Library.
And they do say on the website that that you don't need to be worried about being embarrassed. Like, it's not like it suddenly kind of yells something or like there's suddenly a kind of a mob that comes out and like does theatre.
No, it's very whispered theatre, apparently. Yeah. It's one of the things that they used to describe it. Something else that's gone on the Oxford Playhouse this week is Eight Stories High.
Okay.
And we've got a bit of a charity theme going through this podcast. And that's also for Oxfam. I think it's in his 70th birthday, I think something like that. And this is, it's £50 before I start telling you how wonderful it's going to be. So just keep that in mind. But it is for charity. It's £50. It's on this Sunday. And it's eight celebrities coming together talking about stories of poverty, which sounds a bit strange, doesn't it? Sort of celebrities talking about poverty and suffering. But we've got people like Kristen Davis, who is Sex and the City person. She's an Oxfam ambassador. We've got John Simpson, the journalist. Ian Hislop, Raymond Blanc, Michael Evis, the guy who set up Glastonbury Festival. Like all of these people are coming to Oxford at the Oxford Playhouse.
I'm trying to find a connection between them all. I
think they're just connected with Oxfam, you know. I mean, such a disparate collection of celebrities, obviously very interested in the work that Oxfam do. So that's 7 p.m. on Sunday. And if you can't quite afford the £50, because, you know, it is a large sum of money, you can watch the series of talks and lectures for free online at 7 p.m. on Sunday on the Oxfam website. There is a link to it from our website.
Cool.
As well.
And there's something else happening this weekend, isn't there?
On Sunday, yes.
What's happening on Sunday? What will you be doing on Sunday?
Well, on Sunday morning, it's the Oxford Half Marathon. So that's at 9:30 at Kasam Stadium till, well, I'd imagine some people do it an hour and a half, 2 hours. So at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I'll have finished the Oxford Half Marathon. So the official charity sponsor is Helen Douglas House. I'll be doing it for HVP UK, which is a charity that works with children in Nepal, particularly an orphanage in Nepal that I've got quite a strong connection with. So if you do fancy showing your support as Daily Info runs the Oxford Half Marathon, if you'd like to go to, I've set up a Just Giving page at www.justgiving.com/ash-bond. So you can, if you do, you know, have any spare pennies, you can donate there.
Oh, that's very exciting. I'm sure you'll do brilliantly.
Oh, I'm so nervous. I just haven't been doing any exercise this week at all in kind of
You're
preparation.
Not meant to.
Everyone keeps saying this, you know. But I have been eating a lot, so that's also good preparation, I think.
Definitely.
So that's all for this week. Do remember to check out our website if you'd like to find out more information about any of the things we've talked about today at www.dailyinfo.co.uk.
Cool. Or follow us on Twitter. That's @DailyInfoOxford for news of our next podcast and for events around Oxford.